Curry with 12 to shoot. Middle of the floor. Comes to the top of the key. To the paint. Stops. Spins. Fires. And got the shooter's roll.
Seems like he doesn't even see anybody right now.
No.
He's just playing his own game.
Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond Green's been nice enough to put the headset on. Hello, Draymond.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Dray?
You're smiling. It's good to see you smile down there.
It's good to win.
Yeah.
It's been rough. So,
Tell me, it looked from up here to us, that you made it your mission coming out of the locker room at halftime and said, I'm going to come out here, I'm going to play like Draymond, and I'm going to give this club some energy.
I mean, that was the goal. Feeling sorry for ourselves. Come out, build another lead, lose the lead, and everybody drop your head. And so I knew it was on me and Steph and Clay to come out and bring some energy to start this half. And, you know, guys were able to do that. And, you know, we still had a lot of things we can improve up on. But, you know, that's the start, to come out with that type of fight.
Is there something that you can do with your experience coming off the bench as a young player to help some of these bench guys get into a better rhythm?
Just got to keep them confident, you know. Let them, you know, understand there's still 11 games in. And, you know, for the most part, our entire bench is guys playing minutes that they've never played before. So I think the most important thing is to keep these guys confident and continue to try to teach them as we go.
I'm guessing there's a correlation between the defense you guys played in the second half and only sending them to the line 8 times in the second half.
We've been talking about that all year, that being the key. We came into camp, and one of the keys to our season was to defend without fouling better. And you tell me how that's been 11 games in. It's been a disaster. But that's a step in the right direction, and all we can do is build on our last effort. And so to only send them to the line 8 times there in that second half, that's something that we could build up on. Now we got to go home, watch this film this weekend, get ready for Friday, and try to build up on that.
How tough is it for the younger guys, and maybe some of the vets too, to lock in mentally? Because I've always thought defense is all mental. You just got to prepare yourself for what they're trying to run, when they're running it, who they're running it for, what their favorite moves are. Because if you don't, you get left behind a little bit and you leave a shooter open, or a guy goes left when he shouldn't go left. How much of that has been lacking in that? Maybe the effort's there, but the concentration isn't.
I think it's definitely got to be a better focus level. And I think at times the effort has been there and at times it hasn't. But it's definitely understanding personnel. We got to do a better job of understanding personnel, knowing who we're gapping, knowing who's a hot closeout. You know, we let Malik Monk get going there at the end of that first quarter, and it was a stampede from there, you know. And, you know, we knew we needed to close out to Malik Monk. So we have to be better with game plan discipline. If you want to win a championship or compete for a championship, you have to have game plan discipline. That's the area we've been lacking that we got to get better at.
And what was the read at the end of the game, the little okey-doke and then take it to the rim and smash it down?
We knew we had one. We knew we had one. It's a great call by Coach Kerr.
And it's always good to have number 30 on your side.
Well,
too,
when you got 30 coming off,
yep,
he draws a lot of attention. And with what he was doing there down the stretch, I knew he would bite. And all you need is a half a step, and we can get there. So shout out to 30. Guys,
there you
great.
Go.
Well done, Draymond.
Thanks,
well
Drake.
Done. All right, man. And of course, with the win, the Warriors go to 4-7. Sacramento goes to 3-6. And just a tough, tough game. Stephen Curry was fantastic. 47 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Just carried the Warriors to the victory. And, you know, he had this sense of how important this game was tonight. And they now get 3 days to work on some things. The bench play, again, was not very good tonight. The bench struggled all night long. And that's something they have to address. Jonathan Kuminga got banged up at some point during the game, did not return in half number 2. And they'll need him when they play the athletic and very good Cleveland Cavaliers Friday, November 11th, presented by Pepsi. They're debuting the City Edition jerseys that night, celebrating Hoops for Troops night as well. Get your tickets at Warriors.com. You don't want to miss that. This is one of the better teams in the league right now. Call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives are standing by. But, Tom, I just thought, you know, they relied on their veterans coming down the stretch for the win, and Stephen Curry was not going to let them lose.
Well, defensively, that led the way for him. when they give up 46 points in the second half. So after 67 in the first half, one of the biggest plays of the game was Metu fouling Steph.
Yeah.
Because they're up one. And you know, I didn't say it at the time, but the more I thought about it.
And they let the clock run down.
Yeah, well, the more I thought about it, 2.2 seconds with a timeout, I probably would have let him play it out. Because you think, okay, what would you rather, 2.2 seconds left down one or 10 seconds left with Steph Curry at the line?
Right.
You know, Steph's going to make both those free throws more times than not. So now you're down three. And now you're one shot away from the game being over anyway. So the more I thought about it, I was thinking, you know, probably, especially with that team that can really shoot free throws, I probably would just take my chances. And I don't think if Metu fouled him, Steph wasn't getting up a shot. He was just going to hold on to the ball until they called the 24-second violation. That's what he was going to do. But Metu kind of panicked, and I don't know what happened down there. I don't know if the bench was yelling at him, not yelling. I don't know what was going on down there. It's just, that's the worst of all worlds. Let a whole bunch of time run off and then foul at the end. But it was just a gut check. It was second half. Let's get into him. Let's play some defense. Draymond led the charge. He came out with a lot of intensity in the third quarter. And they weren't great offensively. They were good, but they were just so much better defensively, so much better keeping him off the free throw line. Sacramento cooled down a little bit in the second half. Some of that was they missed some shots, but mostly it was the Warriors forcing tougher shots and not fouling them, not bailing them out. So that's something to build off of. I thought even if they were to lose this game, that was still something to build off of. But it's nice to be able to build off something and get the win as well. So we'll see if they can carry that defensive intensity over to Friday.
Had a Looney Tunes flashback there for a second. How concerned are you about the bench?
A little bit, because they're not a proven quantity. We haven't seen them before. We haven't seen them, a lot of them we haven't seen on the court playing major minutes. We certainly haven't seen those groups together. So, yeah, I think with the other guys, they're proven. They've shown what they can do, so at some point you expect that to kick in. Will it? Not sure. But the bench, I still don't know yet. We don't know exactly what Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman are going to be. We know what DiVincenzo is, and, you know, that's a big loss. Forget the numbers for a second. He's a guy that can play defense, run the team offensively. Can make plays for other players, make the right plays offensively. So I think they miss him. But, yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows how it's all going to work out. But so far the bench has just been, you know, not good. It's just been getting – you look at the plus minus. And, again, that's only one stat I look at. It's just a stat like any other. But it's a work in progress. Let's put it that way.
You know, the actually Malik Monk, apparently one of his quotes coming out of the Kings locker room is, "We gave him the game." So,
well, yeah, you feel that way.
Yeah,
of course you feel that way when you let a lead like that slide. But it was never a massive lead. I mean, they had a decent sized lead, double digits. Yeah, but the Warriors are in that one. They held the Kings to 40% shooting. They really cooled them down from beyond the arc. They were like at 50% at one point, 9 for 18, I remember, so that's 5 for 21 the rest of the game. And, again, grinder. Wiggins hit some big threes, back-to-back threes there in the fourth quarter from the left wing, and those were huge. He had 25 points on 17 shots. Speaking of points and shots, Steph, 45 on 47. On 24 shot attempts. I mean, it's absurd, that type of efficiency. 2 points per field goal attempt.
He only missed 7 shots.
I know.
He was 17 for 24.
I know. He was incredible. And 8 rebounds and 7 assists and only 1 turnover.
Wow.
That's a hell of a game right there.
You know, the 8 rebounds, he does such a great job at making sure he gets back. And he's always done a good job rebounding, but man, he just does a great job of competing That's where you know, he's got the baby face and the whole bit, and you see the shots, but you could tell what a competitor he is. He doesn't have to go back and do that. Nobody would fault him if he got two or three rebounds a game. But he's always gotten five or six. That's been his average. And it's because he goes down and competes. You know, he wants to show he's a complete player and not, you know, just a shooter. And, again, I go back to the play that, to me, symbolizes that was in the playoffs against Houston years ago. He got the offensive rebound against Dwight Howard, then got the end one. He was so happy with himself that he got the offensive rebound.
I remember
rebound.
That play.
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
But you know what he's figured out that a lot of guys haven't figured out? And it's not that difficult. And, yeah, he will get down there and battle for rebounds. But the spot between the free throw line and the restricted area, it's about, I would say, maybe 10 feet. Take that and go all the way around the court and bend it to where it goes out of bounds on the right, out of bounds on the left, and then comes through the middle of the court like an arc. He knows that that area is going to receive a lot of traffic because of three-point shots.
Right.
He doesn't run back on defense. He doesn't run out like point guards do to try to get the fast break started. He just kind of lurks around there and says, you know what, I'll get down and battle. And he does get down and battle for rebounds. He boxes out. But he knows that area is going to be a collection area for rebounds. You take a long shot, it doesn't usually end up bouncing 2 feet from the bucket. It bounces over guys, and he's there to collect those balls. And a lot of guys haven't figured out that, you know what, if I just hang around here, I can get 3-4 rebounds a night. And he does that. And you know what, if he gets a rebound, then he can start his own break. Then he's gone.
Well, I'm going to let you go because
I've
got...
Yeah, you need to get home, man.
I got to win.
I got to win. Tim got to win.
Seven games.
Well done.
Seven games, 10 days, seven different cities, two different sports. I got to win.
Golly. I think in the last 10 days, I'm 1-0. I'm on fire. I can't be stopped.
Oh,
you
man.
Need to get home.
I do.
Get home. I will see you Friday.
See you Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, it's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy.